In northern Oklahoma, a community says a strange substance has been appearing all across town.
We've gone to pick up our granddaughter from school, and she looks like she's come out of a coal mine, you know, for playing on the playground.
Many call it a welcome to Ponca City.
Just walking out and rubbing your finger across your car, and there's black all over it.
Black soot covers neighborhoods throughout the town, the powdery material seen all over.
We noticed that our pets had come in and they were covered in this black debris.
City leaders vow to find the source of the mysterious substance.
The source of the chemical composition, the dust, are currently under investigation.
But in complaints to state regulators, residents suggest it is no mystery after all.
And a lot of these people didn't know what it was at first. And when I seen it, I knew exactly what it was.
It's carbon black.
Carbon black is a fine, powdery substance primarily used in tires. Signs of it are all across town, literally. And according to the complaints, it's the worst-kept secret in Ponca City.
It's been going on since we was out of there. You can drive by and you can tell if it's blowing out.
The Continental Carbon Plant sits just south of Ponca City. It has produced carbon black since 1954.
This plant has run for years. It ran for decades the right way. It just got mismanaged. And that's where all this trouble's coming from.
Ray, David, Marvin, and Travis were union workers at Continental Carbon for decades. They say environmental concerns begin to appear after the plant sold to the China Synthetic Rubber Corporation, a Taiwan-based company, in 1995.
You could see the stream of black leaving the plant for miles in the air. Mm-hmm. Just a stream of it.
In the past few years, complaint after complaint has been filed with the Department of Environmental Quality. They point to Continental Carbon as the source of the black dust. KOCO reached out to Continental Carbon several times for an interview, but did not receive a response. And this is not the first time the plant has been in the hot seat.
What do we want?
Clean air!
When do we want it?
Now!
This is the dust that floats around. I just took this off my car.
In 2009, members of the Ponca Tribe of Oklahoma and nearby landowners received a $10.5 million settlement from Continental Carbon after claiming it was causing pollution and health concerns. Carla Moulton is a citizen of the Ponca Tribe. She says history is repeating itself.
Those of us that were here in Ponca City when that happened in 2006, we know where it comes from.
20 years after that settlement, Carla told the DEQ that black dust was coming from the Continental Carbon plant once again. Her complaint closed after just 4 days.
And they said, well, that's not black. That's not the soot or anything. And I said, okay. And they said, well, send pictures. So I sent pictures of the dog's paws and stuff and never heard anything about it anymore until you called.
The DEQ cited lack of evidence and her home's distance from the plant. But those who are familiar with carbon black say even those who live miles away could see its effects.
You can take a small container, you could cover this whole floor and half this house with it.
It's not shocking that it would make its way all the way.
Right.
Say,
no.
The DEQ does not release active complaints, but confirmed most of the 11 open investigations are in the northeast side of town, about 5 miles from the Continental Carbon plant. But Carla is not the only one who has seen her complaint closed. The DEQ has closed others too, usually after an investigator goes to the site and claims to not see any dust leaving the plant, some days after the complaints were made. KOCO uncovered that at least one DEQ investigation found Continental Carbon failed to control fugitive dust with emissions of 60% opacity in 2024. At the time, the DEQ said it was addressing the matter. 2 years later, residents are still reporting black dust. Linda and Travis Kirby live on the north side of town. Evidence of black dust surrounds their property.
This is where all the water pools and runs to the draw back behind the house. So you can see where the carbon black has settled out of the water.
And as the black soot continues to cause concerns, a community is left pushing for answers, some knowing they may not have another chance.
It is a brain surgery that is incurable. So probably the most I can live is 15 months. Now, I'm sorry, that's not fair.
Sue Betcher's husband went up against Continental Carbon decades ago before he died of cancer. She's carrying on the fight that is still ongoing.
I have nothing to lose. Yeah. My life is already in danger.
While the DEQ continues to investigate the source of the black dust, Continental Carbon remains quiet.
I'd like to recognize the vice president here of Continental Carbon. I believe he has prepared a statement, not a mandatory statement, but he was ready to speak.
You don't have to if you don't want to. Okay. No, I don't think they're going to at this time. So.